As I came across this particular passage and the thoughts of what day that this passage was read on, my mother came to my mind. My mother was a seamstress, amongst many other things. She was a very creative woman. But in the third grade, she decided that I too needed to be a seamstress. And I think I ripped out more seams than I put in. And if any of you have practiced sewing and you got those patterns that you had to, the needle had to follow, well, mine didn't follow it very well. But my mother made certain that I knew how to sew. And my mother created so many wonderful dresses that always at Easter time I even remember her, because every Easter we traveled 3 hours to my mother's favorite church for Easter service. And she sat in the car hemming all our dresses. Now, my mother was very particular about pastel colors, ruffles, and flowers. They weren't my favorite dresses to wear, but my mother made them with love. So when I think about Tabitha, also known as Dorcas, and I think about those women who had gathered when she was ill and died, and they took her and they cared for her and they brought her to an upstairs room. That isn't normally where you would bring a dead body. They brought her to an upstairs room to prepare her for burial. But in the midst of doing that, they knew that Peter, who was currently the chief priest or the head pastor of a multi-site church, because it was family churches all over the area, they knew he was close enough to get him home to her. They didn't tell him why he needed to come, but they said, go get Peter, tell him to come right away. And Peter came. I imagine these women went, Peter's coming. We've got to tell him about this woman. He might not know who Tabitha is. And they all brought or wore their favorite clothing. How many of you have done that? When someone you love has been deceased and it's time for the funeral and you're wearing or carrying or bringing in the things that said, this person was important to me. They did this for Tabitha. They did this for Tabitha because Tabitha did something for them. I don't know if you paid attention, but Tabitha too was a widow. Tabitha was a widow in ancient Greek, or in the area that she was in Joppa. And that meant she might or might not have had male family to take care of her. But this work she did, the seamstress work, provided for her, provided her income. But it also provided for the widows who were around her. Because widows did not have their own professions, and widows were dependent on the family of their husband, if there were any, and male sons, if they had any. Tabitha, also known as Dorcas, took care of this community. And this community was going to let Peter know how important she was to them. And so can you imagine that crowd going up those steps, and I don't know how wide or narrow they were, but imagine the steps that you know and the crowd going up and gathering around her and wanting, look, this is who she is. She cared about me enough to make this. And Peter sends them all out, prays. And after he prays, he says to her something that Jesus said to a little girl who had died. He says, get up. And she gets up. And the community is once again restored in this healing. We know that Tabitha at some point is going to die again. But the community has been healed by the raising of Tabitha. They have again that woman who can nurture and support them. So I thought about even us here. And there's a woman who's in the children's church right now by name of Karen. Karen tends to sew anything you give her a piece of fabric, she sews it. She's sewn bibs for the children at Vance County, at Zeb Vance School. She's sewn doll clothes. She's knitted doll clothes. She's given out dolls to children who need dolls. If Karen has something that can be made, she'll make it and she'll give it away. You know, we have Tabithas and Dorcases in our midst. Some of them sitting here and some of them getting to the ripe young age of 85. But they're here. They're here. We know them. We know what they have done for us. But what Luke continues to remind us is how important the community is to the life of Christ. We don't know why he picked Tabitha, who we might not hear about again, just like last week with Ananias, who came and went when he did what God asked him to do. He healed Paul from blindness. Tabitha gets raised from the dead. We know that she's part of a community. We know she's a disciple. That's how she's identified. And we know she's a disciple known by both Greek and Jew because we get both names. But we don't know from there what else will happen with her in that community. But what Luke wants to remind us, continually remind us, how important the body of Christ is, how important community is to our own health. Who would we be if we didn't have brothers and sisters to lean on? Who would we be if we didn't have a body to pray for us when we're sick or pray for our children when we're sick? There's some reasons why we have senior circle and the gathering on First Wednesdays, because they are people who know how important community is. But we get isolated, don't we? We get lost in our own little worlds. And unless we have someone who calls us up and reminds us that we're part of the community, we forget. And sometimes in that forgetting, we're not very healthy. We lead unhealthy lives because we're alone. Now, I'm not saying that the community of Christ is perfect, okay? Sometimes we can be unhealthy as a body. But as a body together, we provide support and love so that each one of us knows that we are a beloved child of God. That we are the child that God created, saw us as fearfully and wonderfully made from infancy till 90s or beyond. God sees us as beloved. And God calls us to be a body of Christ, a community, to love one another and to support one another so that when people come into our midst, we can say, look at what this person has done. This person is important in our life. When I think about Miss Kay House, who was one of the founders of Senior Circle, and how important it was for Kay House, for everyone to know how precious they were. And when one of our Senior Circle members would pass away, they got a chair with a special dressing on it to say, this person mattered to us. We matter to God, every single one of us. And we all know whether Tabitha / Dorcas in our life is female or male, we know who that person is. We know who the one is who caught our hand when we were desperate in need of a hand and lifted us up when we needed to be lifted up, who rocked us when we needed rocking, but also who might have celebrated with us in crazy ways because we accomplished some things we didn't think we could accomplish. You know people out there who need to understand they're part of something bigger than themselves. Peter didn't heal her all on his own. It was through the power of the Holy Spirit, the grace of Jesus Christ, and a God who loved enough to bring that healing into being. People need to know that they are that loved. Mother's Day, with all of its mixed bag of joy and sorrow and whatever else we carry in our hearts, is a day for us to remember that we are loved. And there was someone in our lives that showed us that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May you be one who shows the world. Amen.